Can I throw a wild idea by you? I saw more of the artist renderings of the stadium came out, and some people noticed that the place where the dog pound would be is a giant fan wall like they have with the Clippers. And this one would be like the biggest fan wall in North America in the end zone. And it looks really cool. I had a lot of people over this last week. Once, you know, June 30th came around and Mike DeWine put the Herbie Hancock on things and, hey, the Browns are going to get it. We're getting the stadium. We're getting ready to go. Off they're going to go. What if they, because there were a lot of people going, man, they're just getting a reward for not being good. They're just, they haven't been good. Okay, how about this? What if you have your fan wall, everything's there? By the way, I know what day it is. It's July 3rd. What if they just don't call it the dog pound until they make the playoffs? You got to make the playoffs in the building before it's actually called the dog pound. Because there's been a lot of people, hear me out on this, there's been a lot of people over these last 25 years ago, yeah, they call it the dog pound, but it's not really the dog pound. The team's not good. And I go, okay, just like Ohio State with the black stripe. You go into the new building. It's this brand new opulent building. Now, we'll see. Maybe they'll have their own version of Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen by then, and it's going to be a moot point, and they've gone to the playoffs a couple of times. Yeah, if they go to the playoffs the year before, go ahead, call it the dog pound the year. But what if you got to go to the playoffs in the new building before it gets called the dog pound? They have to, the team, fans have already earned whatever they want to call it. The team has to earn the title of the dog pound. Because there was no signage in the dog pound in the old stadium. There was signage in the new stadium. But again, I go back to what people have been saying for the last 25 years. What if?
What, that there was no dog pound really in that stadium?
Last one, it was called the dog pound.
Yeah, they had upper level and lower level dog pound.
You had the bench seats, but it wasn't. It was like the one playoff season you had, you couldn't have but 12,000 people in the stadium because of COVID. This last year or 2 years ago, it was like, oh my God, they're actually going to the playoffs. I can't believe they're going to the playoffs here. And if everybody's like, man, you know, if they were 14-3, it'd be a little bit easier. It'd be a lot more fun to be like, hey, new stadium, all that stuff. What if they just had to earn the name? The team has to earn the name dog pound. You make the playoffs, banner comes down the next day. It's not the banner like Jim Irsay would be, rest in peace. But it would be like, hey, okay, the team, they have the dog pound now. The team has earned the name the dog pound for the end zone.
The team can't talk about the dog pound. Jimmy Haslam and D can't talk about the dog pound.
It's up to them. I'm asking
Andrew
about the team.
Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski.
It's the team. The team has to earn. We got to earn the name dog pound in the end zone for the fans. We got to make the playoffs.
You know, I'm thinking about. I actually said dumber things, I'm sure, but this might be dumb. I think it's an interesting idea because we've had so many people tell us flat out, dog pound is dead. We don't have a dog pound anymore. What is it that we're even discussing this? There's no home field advantage. It's not like one side of the stadium is that much louder than the other side of the stadium.
Think about that. Well, when you're underneath a roof, it's going to be louder.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's going to be louder.
Yeah, for sure.
But let me throw this out there. Play this scenario for you in your heads. Say Shedeur Sanders wins a starting job later on this year and ends up being good.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2028 comes around. It's the final season in the old building. And, you know, he goes, damn it, we've challenged ourselves. We want to make the playoffs. We got to make the playoffs. So next year, opening day, we got the dog pound for the fans. We owe it to the fans to make the playoffs. We've put this goal for us. We got to be a playoff team. We got to be this type of team, X, Y, Z. So we win the name, the dog pound, put the name on there for the fans.
So it has to
be. And we get the fans going.
So it has to be a playoff game.
It has to be a playoff team.
You got to be a playoff team. Does it matter if you get bounced in the first round? Does it matter any of that?
No.
Okay.
So just be a playoff team.
So like the Joe Flacco team would have earned dog pound status.
Yes. I think a lot of it probably would backfire considering the way they lost, but they would. You got to be a playoff team.
Well, tell people about the wall because they got to understand how different this is.
If you guys go look at the renderings and go look at what the Clippers arena. I don't know the name of the arena off the top of my head, but there's like just a giant. There's no middle concourse there. It's just basically a wall of fans, a giant wall of fans that goes up for rows and rows and rows and rows and rows and rows and rows. and Dr. Rosen, and it's going to be huge. And I think it's going to be the biggest fan wall, because I think they do this in European soccer as yes. well. It's going to be the biggest fan wall in North America. It might be the biggest fan wall in professional sports. I'm not sure which one's which, but I think it's going to be the biggest one in North America. And eventually it would be called the Dog Pound. And the fans call it whatever they want. But there's been so many times where it's like, well, the team calls it the Dog Pound, but it ain't really the Dog Pound. And I go, okay, you want to earn the dog, but you want to have the name Dog Pound, then damn it, the players got to go out there and earn it. If you want to wake up the echoes of old Browns teams in the past, then they got to go out there and earn it. Because we talk about history, and so many times I think we get tradition and history mixed up. The Browns have a rich history, mm-hmm. very, very vivid, great history. But you have to protect tradition. You have to uphold tradition. The Dog Pound is a tradition. You have to uphold it. The Dog Pound was born from good football being played in that stadium. They didn't just make up the Dog Pound when things were bad. No, those were good players playing good football.
And it was organic.
In the stadium, it was organic. Well, now you're going to have something there. Like the Black Hole came with them from Las Vegas, but there's plenty, or from Oakland to Las Vegas, there's plenty of people say, well, it's not the Black Hole the way it used to be. Well, nothing's ever going to be the way it used to be. Fine.
I remember,
this is one way to make them earn something if you want to do it that way.
The biggest criticism when they came over in 99 in the Rush Stadium setup, man, we had Terry Pluto on yesterday to talk about some of that. When they rushed everything, I remember they brought out the very corporate signage, Dog Pound. And yes, they made it bleacher seating, which was kind of funny. It's like, hey, you're in the Dog Pound, you get worse seats. Which is, you know, I guess that the theory was that they were going to cram them in a little bit. So they did, but it wasn't the same. You didn't have that fencing. You didn't have the fact that the players could literally just jump on in very easily to the Dog Pound, hand footballs over, you know, go up to the grassy knoll that they had over there, the hill, to get into the Dog Pound. And obviously they didn't win. The most important factor of all is that they didn't win, and yet it was still called the Dog Pound. And I remember listening to Sports Talk Radio, is the Dog Pound dead? Is it really even a thing anymore?
And I've always been a denier of that. I go, no, the team just has to win to wake up all that stuff again. Well, okay, the team officially has to win. If they go to the playoffs in 2028, fine.
We're back in.
Yeah, you can call it the Dog Pound from day one. But if there's some 4-win team and everybody's like, oh, God, here we go. Okay, fine, make them earn it in the new building. Is it a terrible idea?
What do you think Frank Minifield, Hanford Dixon, what do you think their thoughts?
Oh, my God. Day one, new stadium. Browns make the playoffs in 2028. You already know where I'm going. Opening day, day one, new stadium. Frank, Hanford, they're the ones who break the guitar. They're right there. Boom, the Dog Pound signage is there. Away you go. They're the Dog Pound captains for that game. Opening. I got to be in marketing. Incredible. I know all this stuff.
We got two young guys here. We got Mitch and Matt. Yeah. During the break, I want you guys to look up Dog Pound videos from the late 80s, early 90s.
The dudes in the masks.
Look it up and understand what it is before you can. Because I don't think they have any idea. I don't think they could truly speak to the Dog Pound. I think they'll say, oh, yeah, you know, I went to a game. I was in the upper Dog Pound. No, you weren't. You were not in the Dog Pound.
Well, some of those things that they did at the old Dog Pound, things you just can't do in a...
No.
You can't bring in some fake doghouse with beer underneath it, a keg underneath
the keg.
It. And
yeah.
Some of the things that have been claimed in the Dog Pound and back in those days, which maybe are tall tales, but at the same time, still, you can't do that.
It wasn't tall tales. They threw batteries and dog bones at John Elway during the game. They had to switch sides of the football
field. I'm talking about things that might have been Caligula.
Yeah, there's some of that too. Absolutely.
All right, coming up at 7:20, Bobby Martin. You're telling me I've had worse ideas?
I think you talked me into it, because when I caught wind of this yesterday, I kept asking, Kenny, you're not explaining this. What is the Dog Pound?